It's the third year in a row that Democrats have brought forward a measure to allow civil unions. But unlike previous tries, it's expected to sail through the legislature now that Democrats control both chambers. Democratic Senator Pat Stedman of Denver says the measure is about more than legal rights.
For those who are fortunate enough to have someone that they want to make this commitment with and share the rest of their life with, I think we should enable that commitment. We should enable that love. We should respect it. Why should the state of Colorado burden their life and their relationship with inconvenience, unfairness, and discrimination that occurs under current law?
For Stedman, it's also personal. He's one of 8 openly gay state lawmakers and lost his longtime partner to pancreatic cancer over the summer. And much of the testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee centered on family and emotions.
I'm Jeremy Benjamin Simon. I'm 5 1/2, and these are my 2 moms.
Simon's parents have testified every time the bills come before lawmakers. Fran Simon says civil unions would mean a lot for her family.
Jeremy, like every child, should be able to grow up with the security of knowing that his parents' relationship is recognized by his state's legal system.
Another witness, Brian Bowles, talked about the moment he proposed to his partner.
I'll never forget it. I proposed to him on Christmas Day, and I got on my knee, and I'd made this angel box. And I put the ring in the hand of the angel, and I got on my knee, and I said, "My last gift to you is me." And he accepted 17 years ago. The greatest lesson I've learned is that all we have is love.
The state already has some benefits in place for same-sex couples. They can adopt each other's children and enter into a designated beneficiary agreement to iron out inheritance. But civil unions would act as an umbrella over even more rights, from hospital and prison visitation to life insurance, family leave benefits, retirement, and other laws. Opponents acknowledge that the bill's passage is inevitable, but Republican Kevin Lundberg of Berthoud says that doesn't make it any easier.
I see a carbon copy, a mirror image of marriage in Colorado law.
Lundberg says he believes civil unions will hurt the traditional family unit and lead to gay marriage.
Can you cite one difference in Colorado law that Senate Bill 11 will establish between marriage and civil unions, except for the name?
Other opponents are also upset that the bill doesn't allow adoption agencies to refuse to place a child in a same-sex household. Kelly DeForek, an attorney with the conservative group Alliance Defending Freedom, says the measure would force people to violate their religious beliefs. For instance, she says florists, photographers, and cake bakers shouldn't have to help out with civil union ceremonies.
And it's important to note that it's not a belief about homosexual behavior. It's a belief that marriage is between one man and one woman and should be protected and strengthened by society, not undermined.
Supporters acknowledge civil unions are legally similar to marriage, but Brad Clark, who heads the LGBT advocacy group One Colorado, says it's still not the same.
Words do have value, and the ability to marry is something that the state does give couples. The value in that word and the value in that recognizing that the dignity in that relationship, that civil union simply does not.
The mood inside the hearing was more relaxed compared to the tense scene last year, since supporters know they have the votes for the bill to become law. While several Republicans voted for the measure in 2012, GOP leaders blocked the bill from coming up for a final vote, leading to a bitter end and forcing a special session. But LGBT advocates are coming off a good election season. They doubled the number of openly gay state lawmakers and had other victories across the country, including electing the country's first openly gay U.S. senator in Wisconsin. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.